Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Burke Rollins attended the National Milk Producers Federation annual meeting recently, offering an update on the state of the dairy industry and outlining steps the administration is taking to address key challenges. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services with the National Milk Producers Federation, shares more insight on the Secretary's remark when it comes to the Milk Action Plan.
What the Secretary talked about is what she called a dairy action plan. And a lot of that has to do with improving the opportunity for different milk varieties in the dietary guidelines. That will be really a complement to the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. We get the legislation passed in January, and then we have the dietary guidelines come out. We are hoping that the dietary guidelines will allow for fuller fat dairy products, not just fluid milk, but other types of fuller fat dairy products like cheese and yogurt.
Secretary Rollins addressed the issue as USDA works alongside the Department of Health and Human Services on updating the dietary guidelines with a new deadline pushed out to next year. Galen says she also highlighted several other priorities included in the administration's broader action plan.
Facilitating additional investments in milk processing, helping to drive down input costs,
along with expanding international markets for dairy. That is today's Line on Agriculture Report. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.